This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquitie. It's a season of hot in the borderlands, no matter where you live. I'm telling you, Patagonia, Nogales, Douglas, Wilcox, Bisbee, Tucson, no matter where you live, it's a season of hot. It's also the season of wishful thinking, looking at a cloud, you know, wow, that looks like a thundercloud. Or you might say to your partner, it feels humid. You look for signals. I mean, why did that box turtle walk into our yard the first week of June? Does it know something? You want to ask that box turtle, is the monsoon coming? Oh my goodness, it's the season of monsoon wishing. And I want you to know it's also the season of yucca elata. Yeah, the season of yucca elata blooming, the soap tree yucca, so named soap tree because the crushed roots of that plant, of these marvelous yuccas, they produce a soapy lather. But listen, they're blooming, and their flower stalks are tall, and they're full of white flowers. Yucca elatas get tall. I mean, 6, 8, 10 feet. Oh, they get taller than that. And then you add 6 or 8 feet of flower stalk. Oh, my goodness. Magnificent. The specific epithet, elata, that means tall. But sometimes, listen, there are so many flowers on those stalks that they bend low under the weight, under the floral load, right? So here is a story about a moth. I love to tell this. The yucca flowers are pollinated by a moth, the female of a yucca moth called Tageticulla elatella. Elatella for the species of yucca she pollinates. The moth of mountain yucca, Yucca matarensis, is Tageticulla matari. Yucca baccata, the moth for that yucca, is Tageticulla baccatella. A different moth species for each yucca species. Cool? Very cool. So here is the story about this moth, our shiro. Let's call her our shiro, a small, creamy, white Tageticulla elatella. She mates with a male. He wanders away. His work is done. Ms. Elatella flies to a yucca blossom. She gathers pollen from the anthers, the male part of that flower. She makes this little ball of sticky pollen. She stores it under her head, and little specialized tentacles there hold it. She goes to the pistil, the female part of another flower on a different plant. A pistil is made up of the ovary, the style, and the stigma. That's the female part of the flower. She goes to the bottom, to the ovary, and with her sharp ovipositor, lays her eggs in the ovary. And now she goes to the top. She climbs up the style of the pistil to the stigma. She pushes some of her collected pollen into the stigma. I'm not kidding. This guarantees the pollination of the soap tree yucca. Over time, inside the ovary, moth eggs become larvae and seed develops. The moth larva eats some of the seed, and soon the seed turns, you know, hard and black, and the well-fed larva drop from the seed capsule to the ground, where they burrow a couple of inches deep and pupate. Next summer, a moth emerges from the earth. And glory hallelujah, my friends, it starts over. Oh, my goodness. Yucca moths are the only pollinators of yuccas. No yuccas, no moths. No moths, no yuccas. Millions of years of evolution right before our eyes. Oh, my goodness, the desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquitie, and this has been Growing Native.